This is Andrea Maraskin for WNPR. On Long Island on May 21st, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus gave its final performance of The Greatest Show on Earth. But the legacy of showman P.T. Barnum endures in Connecticut. Phineas Taylor Barnum was born in Bethel and was responsible for developing much of downtown Bridgeport, where he served as mayor. Before his circus career, Barnum earned fame as a promoter for unusual touring performers and as a curator of oddities at his American Museum in Manhattan. Artifacts from that life are housed at the Barnum Museum in Bridgeport, an ornate sandstone and terracotta facade that was completed shortly after Barnum's death in 1893. I took a tour with curator
really
Adrian St. Pierre.
Popular entertainment for the masses. Before that, it was kind of a seedy thing, sort of not respectable for families, especially not women, to go to any sort of theater entertainment. So Barnum really transformed entertainment into the basis for what we all enjoy today.
How did Barnum become so wealthy?
What really drove him to wealth and fame was his meeting with Charles Stratton, little boy born in Bridgeport in 1838. Barnum was introduced to him when this little boy was not quite even 5 years old. At the time Barnum met him, he was only about less than 2 feet tall. Well, he was a very bright little boy, very affable, definitely had a gift, and Barnum thought, I could teach him to perform. They went to New York to Barnum's museum, and he became a performer. Well, Barnum gave him the name that we all know, General Tom Thumb. Here we have some furniture, some that's Barnum, some that is Tom Thumb's. We are very fortunate to have a little canopy bed made of gilded brass. It's a miniature bed that was custom made for Tom Thumb as a gift when he was on tour in the British Isles with Barnum in the 1840s. In contrast to this beautiful carved rosewood bed that was a gift from Barnum to Tom Thumb when he married Lavinia Warren. So when the announcement came in early 1863 that Tom Thumb was going to marry this beautiful woman in miniature, Barnum, being the expert promoter that he was, really made the most out of this big wedding in New York City, and even songs were published, you know, called the Fairy Wedding Waltz, because they referred to this as the fairy wedding.
Talking about a miniature person teaching them to perform, wasn't there kind of a freak show aspect to how Barnum started and made his money?
Well, he did start off with showing an elderly woman. She was African-American. The story, which Barnum had not made up, was that she had been the nursemaid to George Washington and that she was 161 years old, I think. So that was something that he did regret as he got older. But in other respects, when Barnum brought people to perform at the American Museum, they became like part of a family. He had people who were extremely tall or albino or, you know, had physical differences, but he did not refer to them as freaks. He was respectful of them as individuals, and they were quite loyal to him. And he was really giving good employment to people who would probably otherwise struggle to survive in a cruel society, shall we say. There's a wonderful poster here that's not a commercial one in terms of the circus, but it's really a biographical poster called Scenes from a Long and Busy Life. And we love the subtitle, which says, "The Son of the Amusement World from Which All Lesser Luminaries Borrow Light." And in the center, there's an oval portrait of Barnum. And surrounding that are these little vignettes. We see him introducing Tom Thumb to Queen Victoria. We see him speaking before the state legislature. He gave a speech to ask that they ratify the 13th Amendment. So this is a centaur. Now, this is, as you can see, a skeleton, half horse, half human. And as Barnum did with his American Museum, we invite people to come and look at it and decide for themselves if it is real. When we were offered the centaur, we thought, this is exactly the kind of thing that Barnum would have shown in the American Museum.
The Barnum Museum's historic building is under renovation after a tornado hit in 2010, but some of its exhibits are on display in an adjacent gallery Thursdays and Fridays and for special events. For WNPR, I'm Andrea Maraskin.